Hola y bienvenido a Planeta Estela. I'm your host, Veronica Vilsky, and today I have the pleasure of speaking with Stephanie Elemans from Brussels, Belgium. Stephanie has been studying Spanish in Lima, Peru for nearly 2 months now, and she's quickly arriving at the end of her program. Stephanie, bienvenido. We are glad to hear from you about your Spanish immersion program.
Hi, thank you.
Thank you. Why did you choose Peru as the country in which to study?
Because I didn't know Peru, and I just wanted to discover, and yeah.
Nice.
I never went to South America before, so it's the first time I choose Peru.
Good. Why did you decide to learn Spanish?
Because I learned Spanish in high school, but like it was very bad Spanish, and I wanted to improve and speak more fluently. So I decided to, yeah, because it's a beautiful language and very easy to learn when you speak French, and I speak French, so yeah.
Oh, that is true. Do many people in Belgium speak Spanish?
Not really, no.
What was your biggest fear about doing the Spanish immersion program?
Not understand what the people say because they speak very fast, but it's really not. No, they speak fast, but I can understand, so it's not like I was thinking about.
And it helped that you knew French, probably, to understand Spanish, too.
Yeah. And the accent in Peru, I think it's easy to understand. More than, I don't know, maybe Colombia, or I don't know.
It's true. It is one of the cleanest accents,
yeah.
And it's good. It's a good place to learn.
Yeah.
So when you first got to the school, were you lonely or did you find friends right away?
I was lonely, but I'm in a homestay here, so I was not very lonely. In my home, I have a Peruvian girl. She's 17, so that's cool. And yeah, the first day at school, I met immediately friends, and it was really nice.
Good. That's neat that you're close in age to your homestay.
Yeah.
Like sister. So.
Yeah, cool.
What other types of people have you met during your program?
I met a lot of local people, Peruvian people, and when I hang out, and it's really nice because I can practice my English and my Spanish, sorry, and they can teach me about Peru and show me around, and it's really cool.
Nice. What are your grammar and conversation classes like at Estela?
My grammar class is like, we have a book, and we just complete the exercise and learn the tenses or other things about grammar. And then in conversation class is more like we play some games or we just talk about the subject, or we learn about Peru, and it's really nice.
Which class do you like better, grammar or conversation?
I think I prefer conversation, but I like both because in grammar class we learn a lot, and it's very useful to speak after when you are in conversation class. So I think I like the both, but the more funny the funny, yeah, the more funny, and most funny is conversation class.
Nice. Do you have any funny or memorable stories from class that you can share?
I don't have a specific example, but in the beginning, we were learning some vocabulary, and I made some big mistakes. Like, I said a word, but it doesn't mean what I want to say, and sometimes it's kind of embarrassing or awkward. It was funny, and it's just to learn, so no, there is no problem.
Even if you make mistakes, does everybody kind of just laugh and move on, or?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
So what area or subject in Spanish is the most challenging for you to use?
I think it's the tense, because we learned a lot of tenses, and there is a lot of irregular verbs, and you have to learn it, but I mean, it's okay. It's a challenge to remember each verb and in each tense, but it's okay.
Yeah. How do your professors help you to understand things like that better?
Sometimes in the class they just put in the board like the word, the verbs. I don't remember how to conjugate or something, and they do the work and to help to remember me, and it's nice because I always remember, and then I think I will remember by myself.
Good. What do you usually do after classes on weekdays?
It depends. Sometimes we go to lunch with other students, or sometimes we go to the park and just chilling, or sometimes I come back home and Skype with friends, or yeah, depends. Or we have activities at school, after school, like visit the city, like here it's Lima, and we go to museum, or yeah, that's pretty all.
Neat. Have you taken any longer weekend trips that you'd recommend to future students?
Yeah, I went to Ica, Oasis de Huacachina. It's nice. It's a really nice trip, but 2 days is enough because it's like it's a desert, so there's not a lot to do. And I went to Huaraz in the mountains, and it's really nice for hiking and yeah, see the beautiful landscapes. It's very beautiful. And I went to Cusco too, but I went 1 week because there is so many things to do there. It's crazy. So, yeah.
Good. What was one of your favorite things to do in Cusco?
Visit the Sacred Valley, all the places. It's amazing, like really, and Machu Picchu, of course.
What type of person would be a bad fit for going to an Acela school?
What type of person? I don't know, somebody who doesn't like people. I don't know. somebody who doesn't like speak, or just, yeah, doesn't like speak with teachers, share his experience in, mm-hmm. I don't know, share some things that they, the teachers ask us a lot of questions, like to practice our Spanish, so you have to speak about you sometimes, but it's not very personal.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Everybody can go, but maybe if you don't like people, I don't think so, but I think, yeah, it's nice.
Good. Do you feel safe in Lima?
Yeah, not really safe. Miraflores is a very nice district, so there is no problem.
Good. What form of transportation do you use most frequently?
In Miraflores, I walk a lot. And sometimes during the night, I take the taxi. Or if I want to go to the center of Lima, I take a bus.
Was it pretty easy to figure out the bus system?
Yeah, it's very easy. And the teachers of the person in the school helps you. They answer all your questions, so no problem.
So you talked a little bit before about your homestay families. Do you recommend that students stay in a homestay?
Yeah. I think it's... how can I say? You are in the Peruvian life and you can talk with your family homestay and they can teach you stuff about Peru, or they can show you around, they can explain you your question or whatever, and
mm-hmm.
you can, no really, it's really nice, and you have a meal, so you can, you know very fast what the food are here, but it's really good, so... Yeah, it's nice. I recommend to come because you are never alone, and they're all Peruvian are very nice and open.
So you mentioned food. What has been your favorite type of food that you've had?
I actually love all the food here, but I like the lomo saltado and all the chicken and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I like pretty everything, but I love the fruits here. The fruits are very good.
Have you tried a new fruit that you had never tried before?
Yeah, I tried granadilla.
Okay.
It's kind of like passion fruit, and it's better, and it's so good.
Did you experience the nightlife in Lima at all?
Yeah, of course. And it's really nice. There are a lot of bar in Miraflores and
mm-hmm.
around the district, like Barranco. And it's really safe because it's a touristic place, so there is no problem. And yeah, it's really nice, good ambience, and yeah, it's good, cool.
Wonderful, that sounds fun. Do you have a favorite Spanish word or Spanish phrase?
I don't know. I love Spanish.
So all of it?
Yeah, I guess all of it. No, it's really nice. And I think that Spanish sounds good when you speak it or when Spanish people speak Spanish, it's beautiful. I don't know, I like it. It's fluent and kind of like a song when they speak, and it's cool.
Yeah. So you mentioned that you would like to travel to every country in South America. Which country do you think you would visit next?
I'm going in June in Colombia, and mm-hmm. after I want to come back in South America in almost every country, like Argentina, Ecuador, Chile, no sé cómo, I don't know cómo,
uh-huh.
oh, Chile, sí,
Chile,
and
uh-huh.
Yeah, and come back in Peru.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Last question. Do you have any advice for our listeners who are thinking about doing a Spanish immersion program?
Just go and enjoy your time, because the time passes so fast.
Mm-hmm. Muchísimas gracias, Stephanie. We enjoyed hearing about your Spanish program, and good luck finishing in Lima and all of your travels in South America.
Gracias.
De nada. Chao.
Chao.